My name is Ruth Niven. I live in Franklin, New Hampshire, which is not the North Country. But you know what? We're a part of New Hampshire, too. And I tried to educate myself about what this public hearing was about. I did go and find the draft report, the 361 Commission, 10-12-25, the final draft. When I looked to the end, which is kind of a cheat, the conclusions were that state-owned transportation rights away for infrastructure corridors are possible, and that you need more time to consider all the implications of everything that you have found out since you've been on this commission. So I went back and I read all the other pages. And it sounds very reasonable to me, the suggestions of what you would like to see done, what you would like to see the State House and Senate vote on sometime in the future. And the problem I'm having is why, if what I'm reading about what you've done makes so much sense, does the unnamed project claim victory already? Because on their unnamed project journal index for 12-11-5, they came right out and said that because a one-year moratorium on the development of new transmission projects was not included in the report, the final report, and that all merchant transmission lines be constructed underground was not voted on, and the third one, that a new pre-application process to precede the site evaluation committee would not be included as a recommendation, that this was a good thing. And trying to reconcile what I thought you had accomplished and what I'm being told that you did not accomplish bewilders me. And I know we're not supposed to mention those guys, and I know I'm being kind of cute about this whole thing, but all the notes that I've been making while I've been listening to everyone else giving testimony that is really well thought out and well explained, I'm still bewildered, because if the 10 of you who were mandated to explore all possibilities and you came up with a unanimous presentation and you're asking for more time because you don't think you've done a good enough job, why can't we give you that much more time? I just don't get it. And I don't get why people that don't have a business involvement in these projects and don't have hundreds of acres or don't have a scenic view, why we don't get to say that, you know what, we don't want this project either because this is our state. And I guess my question to you as a commission is that if you are given more time to do as thorough a job as you want to do, will you be done in time so that this project, which is being pushed down our throats, will be impacted by your conclusions? Or are they just going to make us do something that we don't want to do? And like I said, I don't have any conclusions. I just know that what I want may be more emotional than logical, but damn it, I've lived here all my life, and I'm allowed to be emotional about it. Thank you.